We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Good morning, Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. No Chuck, no Bart. Instead, you got Radio Joe and Kevin Holden. I think we're manning the fort the best that we can. It's been a fun show this morning.
Oh, yeah. It's always a blast. Literally any situation here, we have a great time. But Two of us here on a Friday talking some Brewers, talking some all kinds of crazy stuff.
Working a little radio magic, and that's what we do. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline and sponsored by our friends at Chili's is our Green and Gold insider, Mike Clemens. Mike, how was your fourth yesterday?
Good, and I'm enjoying the stuff you guys just had on the Brewers, too. Great breakdown there. And Scott Grodzki, by the way, I'll repost this when we get to training camp in a month or so. Kevin, that piece that he did from Saginaw on Matt LaFleur growing up as a kid was outstanding. That aired during the Super Bowl week?
Yeah.
Outstanding report. A lot of good stuff to kind of get a feel for where Matt LaFleur's background was and all that. So, and Kevin, it's great to talk to you and know that you're, back at it. It's good to talk to you guys.
Pushing forward. That's what we try to do.
Well, Mike, I want to talk about some takeaways from OTAs because there's just so much stuff to digest. And, now that we're kind of in this lull and we got to wait, a few more weeks before training camp, I know there were some things that really struck you when you were up in Green Bay just a couple weeks back.
Yeah, this is stuff that Kevin and I were talking about at OTAs and minicamp. I was surprised that LaFleur really wasn't able to install his entire playbook, and that's because he was so busy trying to teach new fundamentals that, ways that they wanted to execute their outside blocking scheme on offense, new things that some of the defensive coaches of Mike Patton has brought in that he wanted to infuse to outside linebackers, defensive linemen. They spent an awful lot of times in those helmets and T-shirts and shorts talking about football fundamentals that they didn't actually get through all of the playbook. They won't have a full install of the playbook until they get by the end of week two in training camp. But that's how much LaFleur's got to clean up. And the other thing is this. We'll take away all the pressure that's on LaFleur to try and return this team to a winning record and maybe the playoffs. What's the roster that he's inherited? We always, when people say to me, so who do you think is going to be that next team that's, going to be a kind of surprise and maybe have a shot at the playoffs this year? And so, Joe, you and I have talked about this. Hey, you got Nick Foles as a quarterback with the Jaguars and that defense. That's a team to look out for, right? But generally speaking, you take a look at what a team did in December or late November, December the year before to see where they were and what could and it usually carries over. You look at what the Eagles did a couple of years ago. You look at how the Rams, McVay finally started getting his thing turned around, and then they go and they win the NFC the next year. The Falcons a couple of years before that, that's when you see teams doing it. And what did the Green Bay Packers show you? 2-2 under Philbin? I mean, they literally quit at home against the Lions when Aaron Rodgers went down with a concussion.
Yep.
And, I'm not replaying why Mike McCarthy lost his job because the messages that with LaFleur and his coaching staff has made it very clear to me this spring that, the McCarthy message was stale. It was stale because he did not infuse new, younger. He should have hired a Sean McVay or a Matt LaFleur as an offensive coordinator a couple of years ago. He might still have a job. He needed some fresh ideas to come in. So, we've covered all that territory. And the number one thing was, the rift between him and Aaron Rodgers. But I also think about other things like the game against the Rams at the Coliseum where you're playing good football for three quarters. And then after six punts, McVay and Jared Goff, they figure it out. And now they start, making some advances. Plus, the Packers' offense wasn't helping out their defense at all. They started going flat because the Rams' defense stepped it up. And, of course, the game all comes down to Ty Montgomery coming out of the end zone instead of taking a knee and giving Aaron Rodgers the ball in a two-minute drill. Maybe if McCarthy had fired Ron Zook the next day, even though everybody on that team is supposed to know the policy, if it's under 2 minutes, we're going to down the ball. We're not going to take it out of the end zone. We're going to give it to Aaron Rodgers. You know, the third-string defensive tackle is supposed to know that. But, you know, Zook, I'm telling you, if I'm Ron Zook, in that situation, when you need a win that bad, I'm grabbing Ty Montgomery by the face mask, looking at him and saying, now you're going to down the ball, right? But he didn't. He didn't. Everyone assumed. Montgomery thought he'd try and be a hero and help out his team, and he was tossed 2 days later. So I'm looking at Mark Murphy, who was sitting up in that box at Lambeau Field on a late November afternoon or early December, and this three-win team, the Cardinals, a bad team that everybody knew that coach was on the hot seat, and Josh Rosen, you know, is struggling as a rookie quarterback, and they're beating you at Lambeau Field, and Mason Crosby misses that kick. You know, he makes his decision to fire the coach then, not only because of he'd seen enough, and they had fans booing at the end of the third quarter, but it's like, we're not going to the playoffs again. And so there's this core of that team that was down 24-0 in Detroit against the Lions that couldn't muster what it took at home in the snow against the Cardinals. And after Aaron Rodgers goes down with a concussion, they literally quit and went 31-0 at home against an average Lions team. This is the roster that Matt LaFleur has inherited. And so that means you can't say that, well, the reason they didn't win is because, you know, they got rid of the problems. Randall Cobb, Clay Matthews, Nick Perry, now not bringing back Lance Kendricks or, you know, the fill-in guard, you know, Bell. No, that's not it. I mean, a lot of those guys who were playing those games, they're still on that team. And that's going to be an interesting thing to how they can change that team into having a winning attitude all the while they're trying to learn a new offensive playbook in the month of September.
Talking with Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider here on The Fan, sponsored by Chili's. Mike, I did want to ask you, because again, this has been very fascinating with the Packers, but I think a lot of people want to know, you've been covering this Packers team for a long, long time. I think some people are a little curious as to how you got into this, because again, your wealth of knowledge, the history that you know about Green Bay, I think people are kind of curious of, you know, when did you get into this?
That's a pretty good gig. TV18 in Milwaukee had a news department, and I'm a broadcasting student at UWM, and I lied about a couple of classes. You're supposed to take X amount of classes before you could get an internship, and I was getting impatient. So I went over there, and I got an internship at Channel 4 and then at TV18. And I'm 20, and then I got hired as a cameraman. So it's August of 82. The Brewers were on TV 18, and the Brewers and the Bucks, they were on a five-state network. So they hired me as a camera guy, and I'm shooting some news stories and helping produce shows and all that. And then they launched a new morning news show, so they made me a director of that, because I was actually a pretty good director, disc jockey, you know, sort of trained me to do that. And now we've got this show up and running, and it's a Friday morning, and we just finished our last show, and a reporter named Greg Buse says, okay, well, let's see, we got to get some stuff this weekend for Monday morning show. Now let's go to the Packers game. Okay. And he picks up the phone, he calls Lee Remmel, the longtime PR director of the team, and says, hey, Lee, it's Greg down in Milwaukee, TV 18. Hey, can I get two passes for Sunday's game? And Lee, you know, oh, for sure, yeah, they'll be at Linda's desk, you know, Sunday, no problem. That's all it took. I mean, do you guys know what it takes to get a credential now?
Right.
Any of these games, right?
All the hoops you got to go
through. They have my firstborn child now.
Yeah, yes. You know, Social Security numbers. I mean, all kinds of fingerprints. Mm-hmm. So Greg said, yeah, meet me here at the station 7 o'clock Sunday. And so I grabbed the camera equipment and all that. And the next thing you know, I'm on the sidelines at County Stadium shooting Bart Starr, you know, my hero, 5-6 years old, watching the Ice Bowl. And there he is with the headset on. And he's the head coach with Lynn Dickey and James Lofts and those guys playing the Rams. And I've been going ever since.
Wow.
That's how I got in.
Yep. And the rest is history. Mike, we got to let you go. We're getting up against the break here, but thank you so much. And I'm sure if anything breaks Packer-wise between now and the start of training camp, we'll be hitting you up.
It probably wouldn't be good news.
No,
yeah,
probably
right.
Not. Probably
it
not.
It probably wouldn't be good news.
Yeah. Mike, thank you so much, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, boys. Have a good weekend.
Yes, you too. Green and Gold Insider, Mike Clemens joining us. Sponsored by Chili's. Chili's 3 for $10. That's a starter, entree, and drink for just $10. With 5 crowd-pleasing entrees to choose from, it's never been easier to make the whole table happy. Together, we Chili's. He also joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. He's Kevin Holden. I'm Radio Joe. We'll wrap things up here on Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.